Rockingham, located in South Central NC, has a population of less than 10,000, a population which has been steadily decreasing in the last decade. The town is over an hour's drive away from any other North Carolina city. This is where Judy Harris was born and raised, and where she returned after completing a music degree at UNC Greensboro. She's been teaching private piano lessons in her home for decades after deciding she didn't want to work in a school.
One of the beautiful aspects of teaching piano in a private situation is the fact that you get to develop a relationship with your students because you are working one-on-one.
Harris doesn't have any children of her own, but she's helped raise dozens of students over the years. Jennifer Murray was one of those students. She still remembers her lessons happily, although she's now old enough to have her own teenage kids.
Judy was one of those people that you climbed up on the piano bench and she made it fun. And she had this warm, caring, compassionate way about her that you just felt like you were at home.
In an environment where public school music programs are facing increasing funding issues, the services that private teachers like Judy provide are invaluable. But Harris is one of the only private piano teachers in Rockingham, and interest is declining. In 1909, the piano industry made over 300,000 sales. Now, over 100 years later, less than 50,000 pianos are sold each year. Harris thinks the problem has to do with society placing less value on music education.
I think it is really a societal issue, and I think it stems from a lot of different perspectives. You do not see as much music for children in churches. Some schools do not emphasize music education, and if your child goes to like a math and science magnet school, then typically music is not a part of the curriculum that is offered to them.
Without that community encouragement, Harris says, there are a lot of reasons for kids to stray away from music lessons.
When you practice piano in a home, typically you are in a separate room from the rest of your family. The rest of the family may be together and you feel very isolated. And I think that kids feel like they're almost being punished.
But piano does have tangible benefits. Research has repeatedly shown that children who learn to play music have better learning outcomes than children who don't. They perform better in class and meet reading goals more reliably. Brenda Tyler, a friend of Harris's whose granddaughter took lessons with her, says she saw this happen in real time.
I could see improvements in her dance because of the piano, because Judy taught her all, how to keep time, and Judy also helped her with her math.
Harris's contribution to the community doesn't end with the piano in her living room. She sings in the choir at her local church and teaches kinder music with Tyler for the students that attend there. When Murray had her own children and needed someone to watch them while she worked, Harris volunteered.
She would come to my house and keep my children during the day while I was at work. When Allie went to college, I think Judy cried as much as I did. My children are her children. There's not another musician that connects like she. I mean, I would put her up against anybody. She has a heart of gold.
If Harris stops teaching, Murray says she doesn't know who would replace her, but she prays that someone will step up for the next generation of children when Harris steps back. Tyler also thinks that without Harris, the community would be devastated.
If we did not have her, because I think she's the most prominent teacher in our county, if we did not have her, I think a lot of children would go without.
Even if more piano teachers do come to Rockingham, some things about Harris can't be copied, including her ability to empathize and communicate with the children she teaches. Some of Murray's most treasured memories are from lessons where she didn't play at all.
There were times that I didn't touch the piano. I would go in and I would ask her to play because I'd had a bad day at school, and she would.
Piano sales bounced back slightly at the start of the pandemic, but that didn't translate to an increase in private piano lessons. Teachers like Harris have realized that despite the benefits they bring to their communities, they might be part of a dying breed. In Chapel Hill, I'm Aurora Charlo.